Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio. During the commercial break, because we were asking the question, LeBron said AD is going to have his jersey in the rafters. And it kind of got to, well, is that like if he retired today, would it be in the rafters, right? And Key was arguing no.
No, he's not arguing.
And I was saying yes. And during the commercial break, Alan Yates convinced Key that it's yes. And now, Key, you're changing it to why it would be in the rafters.
No one convinced me of anything, Max. Yates was simply explaining that to me, he's going to go and get his jersey retired because of the Hall of Fame. He's going to be in the Hall of Fame. Mm-hmm. And why would you not want to go in as a Laker versus a Pelican based on the two teams that he's played for thus far in his career? And my point was, I'm talking about his Laker career as of today. Just Laker career for the 4 years. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm talking about.
I know.
I'm not talking about when he was on the AAU circuit. I'm not talking about
what you do. See what he's doing, Jack?
You do factor into a player's entire career and where he ends when it's all said and done.
No, I understand that. That's what Yates was saying. Yeah. I'm just talking about the 4 years that he's been a Laker. That's all I was talking about.
No, but Key, the original question was, would yes or no his jersey be in the rafters? And the reason I'm saying Yates convinced you is because ultimately, for whatever reason, you started thinking once he said what he said, yeah, they will put it up there.
Because I did not factor into AAU, Kentucky, New Orleans. All I factored into was his – well, I mean, come on, Jay. You get in the Basketball Hall of Fame based on everything, not like football.
Right.
Pro Football Hall of Fame, Basketball Hall of Fame. That's why I said that. But once Yates was very astute in delivering the message to me based on his POV, I said to myself.
data points.
I said, okay, it makes all the sense in the world.
Yeah.
But if I removed all that and just had the 4 years of each corner, that's hard to say.
So the reason we're talking about this now, look, the Celtics lost game one on their home floor to the Sixers and then came back with a vengeance, right?
You see how I did that? Each corner.
Yeah, 4 years of each corner. Because you got to sound smart in this stuff.
If I see that, if the 4 years of each corner.
Yeah. You just say
4 years. Why you got to say?
No, because you have to say.
There's four corners in a square.
No, but you have to. But wait, though, Jay. You have to do that. So you can convince the listeners that you're extremely smart.
I see.
You have to do that.
Four years of each corner.
Yeah, you just add
four
something.
Equal and parallel sides.
Wait till look,
90
Max,
degree angles
of a foreseeable future, Max.
Yeah. I'm fighting up here with a guy from Duke and Columbia. Even though I went to USC, I got to make people. I got to fit in. I got to make people
Fine
think I'm on the same educational level as you guys.
Yes.
Although I'm not. You know,
yes.
I'm just a guy who
got
USC's into USC
university.
Because I played football. I want to make sure that from an educational standpoint, they understand the four corners, Jay.
Four corner offense. That's right. The four
and
corner
the POV.
Offense.
You know, that's my POV, not yours.
So the reason this came up originally is because the Sixers upset the Celtics on their home floor game one, and then the Celtics came back with a vengeance and trounced them last night. Like, beat competitive game, and then Celtics were gone, right? Beat them by a whole bunch. And Embiid came back and played. He dropped 15 points, 5 blocks. But then, as you point out, look, you got to bring him back if you want to chip up, and you're going to have to spend a game or two reintegrating him. It's kind of smart to bring him back now. You're up a game anyway, so you leave with a split, and now you can maybe get rolling. But we're wondering, and I asked Key earlier in the show, driving in today, were you thinking, man, is that about to happen to the Lakers, right? Like, what's going to happen in this series? Are the Warriors going to come back with a vengeance? Can AD continue to impose himself? Because as you guys have pointed out many times, whenever he has a big game, Lakers win, so basically. So we got to talking about LeBron saying AD's jersey is going to be in the rafters one day. And the question is, considering the Lakers' standard, is that the case? Steve in Minnesota, you're on KJM, ESPN Radio.
Hey, good morning. Good morning, fellas. Big fan, Keyshawn, Jay, Max. I love the show. I just wanted to say I don't agree with like what LeBron said as far as his number going in the Raptors because – so I'm an 80s baby. I'm a big Jordan fan, like Kobe, all of that stuff. My thing is longevity. Like, where's the commitment to the teams? in this new age of basketball, all of a sudden it's like, I want to play with this team. I want to play with that guy. Like, there's no actual commitment or longevity to one team. So regardless of the championships or the points you might put up or, like, don't get me wrong, he's a great player and all of that. But if you're not going to have any commitment or loyalty to the team, what makes you think that he's going to be up in the Raptors?
Well, he's only been on two teams. I mean, so he was with the Pelicans, and then he found his way to the Lakers. So it's not like he's played on nine different teams.
And every number one draft pick stays 7 years. If you get drafted number one in the NBA, you're going to stay 6 to 7 years in your location because the contracts, the way the league is structured, you give up too much money to leave. But then usually if you're in a place like New Orleans, you don't believe they're going to win a championship, that superstar forces his way out. AD has done nothing that everyone doesn't do.
But that's why I say, Jay, the years that he's been with the Lakers, the time that he's missed, the time that he's been there, he's been phenomenal when he's been available. They won a championship when he was available. But if it stopped today and he was no longer a Laker and he was moved on, Jeannie Buss woke up tomorrow and was like, I don't want him anymore, and they moved him. That's a hard conversation to have. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
And when LeBron made the statement, I think LeBron is talking about
the foreseeable future.
The short-term foreseeable future.
Right. LeBron,
put that in there, too.
It's a loaded statement. LeBron is saying we're about to win some more chips here in L.A.
Absolutely.
And
yeah.
Therefore, this guy is going to have his – but I do think ultimately if AD decided – tomorrow or after this series, I'm done with basketball.
But he's not.
Of course not.
LeBron's jersey is going up.
Yeah.
Right. But LeBron's jersey is going up in every city that he's ever played in.
Yeah. Hey,
LeBron damn James.
We are talking about one of the most prolific defensive players in the history of basketball when it comes to Anthony Davis. So do not lose sight of that. Now I get it on the durability question key within that 4-year span, but still at the end of the day, the overall body of work is what you're going to assess when you look at Anthony Davis overall. It's about, I know you're going to say it's his career within the purple and gold uniform, but still that career itself stands above a lot of other players in the history of basketball.
And he got a chip.
So that will be rewarded.
And he got a chip.
That will be rewarded
first
with him
there,
getting his jersey retired.
Yeah. Jay,
yes.
There's no question what you're saying is 100% correct. I'm just talking about his body of work in the purple and gold.
Yes.
If he plays another 4 years for the Lakers, and you ask me this 4 years from now, no question.
Hey, he ain't going to have a statue outside. You know, like, let's put it like
but,
that.
But
right? There's
it's
levels.
Also, it's also the combination of who you play with. Right, so it's LeBron James and Anthony Davis will be attached. Like, they will be attached for getting LA the championship.
Yeah, but
so their value, even though it is slightly different as LeBron being one of the best players to ever do it, like, there is that draft that will occur, right? It's like drafting another player, and AD will be there. Even if they didn't win another championship, I think it will be.
But that attachment, as you talk about the players in the Raptors for the Lakers, right? Let's just go back in our young history. Kareem carried Magic, Magic carried Kareem, Worthy carried Magic and Kareem. Boom. All
Boom.
Three of them
yep.
in.
Gotcha.
Then you go to Shaq and Kobe.
Kobe.
Shaq, Kobe, Kobe, Shaq. They're in. Powell, Kobe, Kobe,
Kobe,
Powell,
draft.
Kobe. They're in. Multiple championships.
Yep.
Long tenures with the organization.
But we don't have a counterexample, Key. Like, if you're one of the top two players on the team and you won a championship, except for Wilt, we don't have who's in. We don't have any other example of a guy who just won one as the second best player on the team.
The example is, if you win just one, you're probably not getting in.
I don't know. We haven't seen it.
Here's something else that I don't think you guys are factoring
into. You saw Jerry West.
So we went a little bit at this at Duke, right? So at Duke, it was like, hey, you have to graduate school and at least be National Player of the Year to have your jersey retired.
Yeah.
That was the standard.
Retired?
Yes.
I didn't see it.
That
was
the standard. But the standard has changed over time because they use it as a recruiting tactic.
Sure.
So now it's, hey, Jay, would you mind if Jason Tatum wore your jersey?
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's almost seen as an honor. So, like, things change throughout the history.
Standards loosen.
Because you're also thinking about how do we continue to market our organization 100%. For what's next.
Yeah, right? You think they don't want an Anthony Davis night to reminisce? Right. Hey, Ryan in Connecticut, you're on KJM.
Good morning, guys. Great show every morning. No, let's just stop. You know, he hasn't done enough. We can't be handing out the crown to everybody that's got a ring. You know, to be hung up in those rafters in a major franchise like that You got to do more.
So, Anthony, let me ask you a question. Would you hang up LeBron James jersey or no?
No. No.
You wouldn't hang up LeBron James's jersey, one of the greatest players to ever live?
I'm a Jordan guy.
Well, regardless of whether you're a Jordan guy.
But he won a chip with the Lakers.
You don't have to be a Jordan. You could be a Jordan guy and still recognize the greatness of LeBron James.
Let's just be real. The Lakers are not going to win this year. I think AD's rings are done. LeBron James
broke the all-time scoring record wearing a Lakers jersey.
Regardless if
that's another good point.
Regardless if they win another chip ever again as a Laker, LeBron jersey is going to be hung in the Raptors.
Come on, man.
LeBron, if you think about it, LeBron is like a ambassador of the entire NBA. Like he's the GOAT of the NBA. No matter if he goes for 1 year on the worst team in the NBA and play 1 year, there'll be conversations of whether or not you want to hang his jersey.
Yeah, Jordan with the Wizards.
The fact that he delivered.
Yeah.
Cleveland, Miami, and L.A. jersey.
Yeah, the fact that he has delivered a championship, which was the promise. He broke the record. All of those sort of things and everything that he's done.
But Keith, not even that. Like, 100%. Let's not lose sight of the fact that when Kobe Bryant died, this man stood in the middle of the floor. Was like, I will carry the damn torch.
No, I know. I just didn't want
to. That moment was a significant moment within the Lakers organization.
There's no doubt.
Huge.
Yeah.
There's no doubt.
Guys, James will have his jersey.
Can we rewind? Can we just slow down for a second? Do you understand? Oh, it's the bubble. It's this. It's that. He had AD. Year one, he had AD. He didn't make a nice run. He didn't get to the conference finals. He didn't lose in a good series in six games or even in a game seven, and the other team hit this incredible shot, or else it would have. They won the championship for the Los Angeles Lakers in year one. That occurred. You know how many friends? So I grew up watching the Knicks. I'll be 50 in August. The last time they won the championship, I wasn't alive in 50 years, and this town is basketball crazy. LeBron chipped up in L.A.
So this is not to mention
on the heels of the Kobe tragedy.
So this is what I'm saying. This is why I said who you're paired with matters. So the LeBron and AD chip and AD being the best player in the bubble alone after what happened with Kobe is going to be enough to put both those dudes in a row.
Finally starting to make some sense this morning,
okay.
Jay.
Okay. With Kobe's relationship with Jenny Buss and that whole organization went through, Key.
AD is just a hard one.
Okay.
It's a hard one.
All right.
For now. Like, if it ended today, it's hard.
Okay. Yes. LeBron, if AD retired today,
it's hard.
Would his jersey be in the Raptors? 888-SAY-ESPN.
Listen to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max live everywhere you are. Download the ESPN app. Tap the More tab on the bottom right. Scroll down and tap Live Radio. ESPN Radio. Everywhere you are.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio, Sirius XM Channel 80. We're presented by Progressive Insurance. You can listen to us on the app,
Jay,
if you're just getting
up,
to work.
Hey, Keyshawn, my man.
You don't want to turn off the show. Click More on the lower right-hand corner of the app. Scroll down to Live Radio, the ESPN app. More. Scroll down to Live Radio, and we're right there. Take us right
Max,
into work with you.
Bop your head.
Come on, Max,
something,
man, move.
Man. Damn, move your shoulders.
I got
to
worry about
something.
What I do.
Come on, Max.
Stop looking so stiff. Loosen up.
You can move, move, Max.
His posture tightened up, Keith.
Corporate Max.
If AD. Wait, hold on. What'd you say, Keith?
Corporate Max.
Corporate Max. Fellows, it's time to get down to work. Rodney in Indiana, you're on KJM.
Hey, guys. Hey, guys. Good morning, man. Good morning. Love the show. But in the regards to AD, I feel like that it will be retired. But I would like to see him do a little bit more work, though, just because of the injury sides of it and stuff like that. But he's a phenomenal player. And due to injuries, we have seen his name get kind of disrespected by people a lot, you know, in recent years because him not being available. I get that. And on that end, and also I want to say a quick thing about the bubble. It's kind of funny, you know, everybody kind of dismisses the fact that they won the championship because of the bubble during a horrible situation that we all were placed in as a society. But at the same time, I'm like, you know, if somebody was in a fight and we tied both of their hands behind their back and both of them only had one arm, you know, would we say the other person don't respect that they won the fight?
Everyone had to. Everyone played it. Like, what are they? I totally agree. And by the way, and that's a great point, guys. And first of all, let's back up. Key is right when he says that what LeBron was saying is predictive. The reason LeBron's saying that is not look what AD already did. He's saying look what we're about to do, right? And what AD is going to do.
Absolutely.
But secondly, this guy's point about the bubble, instead of taking credit away, let's go back in your mind's eye to how it was during the pandemic. Everyone cooped up, looking to be distracted.
Man, you had a sniffle. People were like, oh, stay away.
And we didn't know how deadly it was at first and all that stuff. And we didn't know how long it was going to take for a vaccine to come out. And the Last Dance was a major event, right? A documentary became. And the Lakers won the championship.
Add in social unrest as well.
Right?
Y'all missing everything about the bubble and the pandemic. Together. The mentality that you had to deal with inside the bubble, away from family and friends, the stress level, not knowing what's going on the outside world. All of that took a toll on many players that was inside the bubble. They had to fight through that, Jay, on a consistent basis.
And we're supposed to take credit away from the Lakers for that.
Ridiculous. Give more credit to them for doing that. And by the way, they were dealing with the political aspect of standing up for what they believed to be right, dealing with a storm politically of people being chastised, being targeted on top of the vaccine, on top of the pandemic. There was so much going on.
Yeah.
Like the fortitude to win in that moment, like that deserves extra credit.
Yeah, I love this. It's like it's harder to win then or easier to win then. Well, if it's easier to win for everyone, then it's easier to win for no one. Right? You can't say it's – or if it's harder to win and that applies to everyone, someone's got to win and it was Lakers.
I would think it would be harder to win because of everything that you had to deal with. The fact that I'm accustomed to having fans, not some damn monitor with people cheering. Like, it's just – I would think it would be harder, me personally. Well,
and then Key, add this in because – so going to the bubble, like, I'll tell you the most important thing for me during that time, mm-hmm. I wanted to protect my family. And I'm not saying I had the ability to protect my family, right, because things were just happening. But, like, proximity to my family was very, very important. There was a reason why a lot of us were working from home. These dudes went away from their family.
Yeah.
For extended periods of time.
A long time.
That's what I'm saying. Somebody, who was that got in trouble in the bubble trying to sneak somebody in because they were.
Who was that?
It was somebody that got in trouble.
Yeah, it's from the Rockets, right?
It was somebody. I don't remember, but they couldn't. The mental fortitude and the strength to be able to withstand not having visitors, they said, nah, I'm going to go get something to eat, and I'm going to go get somebody and bring them back in because they couldn't handle it.
I'm thinking back about that playoff.
Daniel House.
Denwell House.
He wants some lemon pepper chicken wings. That's what he wanted.
Good player. But
you can't bring lemon pepper chicken wings into Disney.
But he couldn't. Think about it, though, Jay. They complained about the food, right or wrong, whatever, snobs, whatever you want to call it, Max.
Mm-hmm.
It was such a different thing from a mental standpoint. They had to make major adjustments in their lifestyle, just everything. That's a big undertaking, man. Yeah. It really is.
So I want to just recall also that playoff series. I think that's one of the all-time great playoffs. Like, people are forget. Do you guys remember what was going on in that series? Do you, like, in those series, do you remember the show that Donovan Mitchell and Jamal Murray put on? It's one of the best early round shows you will ever see pieces. From two performers. Do you remember how the Nuggets came back on the Clippers after they got, wait, that was the Kawhi Paul Jr.? Yeah, it must have been.
Yeah, we was like, yeah. Oh, the Clippers finally might get one.
That was unbelievable. And they were up 3-1 and the Nuggets came all the way back and then the Lakers beat that team. That was a great playoff series. I'm supposed to diminish it? Joe in Baltimore, you're on KJM.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Yo, what up,
I just want to mention something about Dwight. No, Dwight, he don't need to have his jersey hung in the Raptors. He hasn't earned that yet. And
Dwight? And you mean AD?
No, he hasn't. He hasn't earned. He only won one championship in the bubble.
I agree about Dwight. Do you mean about AD?
I'm talking about AD, yeah. But when they won the championship in the bubble, it was Dwight and Rondo. Miami left Rondo open all day long, and Dwight was doing all the dirty work. And I don't think AD is strong enough to be a center for this team. If they had one more tall guy, another big man like Dwight, my son's still living in L.A. I'm from L.A. I used to listen to you and Marcellus on the radio all the time.
Max Marcellus.
West L.A. to San Bernardino when I lived in L.A., but I retired and moved to Baltimore. But how did you move to New York? Man, it's cold as hell on the East Coast. I don't know how you
did that. They took me back kicking and screaming.
But, yeah, man, I thought that Dwight Howard and Rondo were the key in the bubble. And then they had the height. This is the thing that they have over Golden State right now. Green has no height at all. He may not even be with Golden State next year because he can't stick nobody with height. Looney's all right. All they got is shooters running around the court. Stephon, he's running around. And y'all talking about he's not really a point guard. Anybody can bring the ball up court on Golden State team because homeboy just running around picks. That's the way their offense is set up.
Here's my thing, man. AD was a critical piece to them winning the championship. When we come back from break, though, I'm also going to tell you why Russell Westbrook and Patrick Beverley deserve a ring if the Lakers win a championship this season.
Ooh, yeah. What a tease.
They
what
deserve
a
ring.
Jay,
I can't wait to hear about this one. Mm-hmm. KJM ESPN.
Listen to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max live everywhere you are. Download the ESPN app. Tap the More tab on the bottom right. Scroll down and tap Live Radio. ESPN Radio. Everywhere you are.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio. Key.
What?
Jay teases us. Saying, okay, I got you. I got the tease for next segment. I'm going to tell you why. If the Lakers chip up this year, Russell Westbrook and Patrick Beverley should get rings. I'm like, oh, I got to hear this one. Don't you know he gets up and goes down the hall and he's on get up right now. Come on, man. Ducked out. Dying to hear this payoff here. How you feel?
Well, pay it off. I can pay it off.
Go ahead. Tell me how Russell Westbrook gets a ring if the Lakers win. And Patrick
Beverley. Because he was part of the team. He didn't finish the deal and get into the playoffs with him, but he was part of the team. And you know how that is when guys are traded or guys are released at the end of the season.
Were they in the playoff picture? Were they in the top 10 when he even in the play-in when he left?
Yeah, but they could have. They probably could have snuck in the play-in. They probably could have snuck. But,
maybe,
but
probably.
Nevertheless, he was utilized as an asset to get some of those guys
back. Yeah, so stored up some value. So,
yeah, there was something there. But if I'm him, but if I'm him and Patrick Beverly, I don't even want the damn ring anyway.
Yeah, yeah.
I personally, I know they're going to give it to me if they win it, but I don't know that I want it. You're not going to say no, but you really don't. It's like one of those deals where it's, okay, it's another piece of
here, the main thing about Westbrook, I feel bad for him that Kawhi and then Paul George and Kawhi got hurt, but Westbrook showed with the Clippers, same old Russell Westbrook, superstar-type player in the right situation. He was framed in that Lakers situation to be the absolute worst version of himself. I'm the first to say Russell Westbrook was terrible as a Laker, bad influence all the way around, bad. But that's because he was set up that way. You can't put him on a team with another primary ball handler and no shooters and expect him it's not his game.
It wasn't that he was set up. He just was in a bad situation.
Yeah.
It didn't work.
No, I'm not saying they did it to him on purpose. I mean, you know, he was made to look like he was past it, but he's the same old Westbrook. Look what the Clippers.
You gotta know what to do with certain players in certain situations.
Yeah.
I don't think Rob Pelinka and company knew what to do with him when they traded for him. They traded for him based on we play pickup basketball together and it looks good. I think that, you know, like, oh, I think he could help us. They didn't really source it out the way that they needed to.
I agree.
Westbrook. But I wouldn't accept the ring. No, I'm not. I don't want the ring. I'm good.
Westbrook might have won the ring, period, if Kawhi and Paul George were healthy. I mean, they look pretty
yeah, then
good.
You accept that ring because I'm part of the team, but I'm not accepting a ring. It's like him accepting a ring from OKC.
What he showed with the Clippers, though, Key, is actually the Clippers not only have a ton of depth with guys like Terrence Mann. They got 50 guys like that, it feels like. But in addition to that, they got a big three with Westbrook now. In that situation with Ty Lue as coach – it's not just Kawhi and Paul George. It's Kawhi, Paul George, and the old Russell Westbrook with a deep cast and a great coach.
Yeah, and that's good. That led them to, you know, an early exit.
Yeah, it all added up. The Clippers
are
going to clip.
As I said before, the Clippers are going to clip. Clipper Durrell's going to be mad and tweeting and doing all that, and that's what happened.
LeBron said AD's going to have his jersey retired, and as Key points out, he's really talking about what's about to happen. You know, hey, there are great things in store with AD. But then it got us to thinking, let's say AD never played another, never jumped another, you know, I'm not trying to say played another down, right? Played another minute of basketball in his career. Would he still have his jersey retired? I say eventually yes, by the Lakers. It would be in the rafters. Key says yes, but for reasons that he doesn't love. It's not for Laker reasons. It's for overall reasons.
No, it is, Max. It's for overall reasons.
Right.
It's from the AAU circuit, yeah, to the high school, to the college. To
Basketball Hall of Fame counts it all.
Yeah, and so if you're just talking about the Laker situation, which that's what I'm talking about, I'm not factoring in anything else. And it's weird because with LeBron's situation, I factor in everything else, and that's only because it's LeBron James. He is like, I don't even know. He's Mr. Basketball.
He was supposed to be a transcendent player as it was. You know, he could be replaced Tim Duncan as the greatest power forward ever. That doesn't look like it's going to happen, but he was a tremendous top five type player for many years. Maybe he still is when healthy. As Yates just pointed out to me in my ear, he was on the Redeem Team, AD, before he ever played any NBA basketball. And then he won a championship, as a caller pointed out, as we were talking about last segment, for a team in the Lakers, the first year he was there with LeBron, in the bubble, with all the upheaval that was going on around the pandemic and people looking for something, in a situation, by the way, where Kobe tragically passed and LeBron held the mic and said, the Lakers are in good hands. I mean, all of that means to me, especially since where's he going to the Hall of Fame? He's a Hall of Famer. He's going to go in as a Lakers. His jersey would be in the rafters if he never played another moment of basketball. Trotsky in Alabama. Right or wrong, what do you think of AD?
Hey, I think AD, he's got to prove it a little bit more to be a quote-unquote Laker great. Bay, I want to comment on the legacy comment you and Jay Will was arguing about. Mm-hmm. Now, Jay Will, don't you think that bragging rights as far as like, okay, let's just say neither one wins a championship. But let's just say LeBron moves on and he sends Steph home. He could be like, I didn't win it, but I'm the reason you didn't win it either. So don't you think bragging rights got something to do with it too?
Jay, if you agree, you know, Trotsky, Jay, if you agree, don't you know, answer that.
You know, Trotsky, I, in my POV, I feel like no, let me stop.
Hey, Jay, if you agree, don't answer that. I know it's a lot to admit that I was right and you were wrong, but just your silence tells us that you agree with Trotsky. Brandon in Tennessee, you're on KJM, ESPN Radio.
What's up, fellas? I appreciate being on the show here. I was just going to say that as far as AD goes, if he retires at the Lakers, I feel like he's shown his loyalty to the fans, staying with them to the end. Retiring out, I think, yeah, you hang him in the rafters. As far as LeBron James goes, if he stays loyal to the Lakers, retires there, hang it in the rafters. But if I'm Cleveland, I'm not hanging LeBron James. If I'm the Heat, I'm not hanging LeBron James.
What?
Because he wasn't faithful to the fans. No, not. I'm not doing it because he's not faithful to the fans. It's all about the money. That's what's ruining.
Do you think it's ever not been? Wait, I'm just curious.
What?
Do you think professional sports has ever not been all about the money? You think they're just playing just for the love of the game? They're not going to the gym to play pickup because they love the game. They're professionals. They play for the money. They've always played for the money.
Max got him. Max, I'm trying to get there.
Wait, what's that, Key?
Is Brandon still there?
On the fan. You got. You've got to show your loyalty if you go ahead.
Brandon, I'm assuming you work and or you have worked
40 hours a week. 40 okay. hours a week, $21 an hour, my friend.
For the love of it or for the money?
For the no, I mean
I do that because I have to, and I get to enjoy watching sports with professional athletes who's making millions living the high life, okay? Mm-hmm. You could be a little respectful to the fan base and be loyal to them. You've made it. You're there. You're champion.
Yeah.
If you're loyal. And I'm not saying they're bad people for moving for the money. I'm just saying you're not going to get your jersey hung in the Raptors if you're not loyal to the team.
So, Brandon,
if you
want to
leave for money, go ahead.
No, check this out, though, Brandon. You obviously follow the NBA and you follow LeBron James, and you follow LeBron James for quite some time. Do you know why he left Cleveland originally, the Cavs?
You'd have to fill me in on that because everything you said prior to that was not true. I haven't followed him a whole lot.
Okay, well, you follow him enough. Dan Gilbert, the owner, didn't surround LeBron James with the talent to help him win a championship, and he also, on top of that, wasn't very nice. So LeBron James decided to go to Miami so he can win another championship. In fact, if memory serves me correctly, he left money on the table by going to Miami and not re-signing back with his original team that drafted him.
There is a max contract in the NBA. So LeBron's not jumping around for money.
I'm just trying to get you to understand he wasn't jumping around for the money, Brandon. And then he goes back from Miami after winning championships to basically help the city of Cleveland win a championship, something they never, ever done before, after the owner ridiculed him, okay, publicly, for leaving. So when you start to say these sort of things, I just want to give you some context to the story so you have the facts, opposed to just thinking athletes move around just for the money.
LeBron James had no choice where he was drafted. It happened to be hometown. He stayed there. He got them to a finals. As Key said, they weren't doing enough. If anything, then goes to Miami, then goes back, then goes to the Lakers. If anything, all three towns should be very grateful to LeBron. He didn't have to go to Miami. He didn't have to go back to Cleveland.
He's going to get his jersey retired, the only player at his level to do it in three different cities for three different teams. He's going to get his jersey retired in every last one.
I'm trying to think. Is there anyone else who's been to three and had done it like that?
I'm talking about as LeBron James. I'm not talking about Robert Horry. I'm talking about LeBron James.
But MVP caliber at least, right?
LeBron James. That's the MVP. That's
Moses
the,
to Kareem too. Is tonight a must-win for the Warriors? After Key has this from Granger.
For all the ones, or not for all the ones who get it done, but it is for all the ones who get it done. Granger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people even safer. So it's simply just call or click Granger.com.
Listen to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max live everywhere you are. Download the ESPN app. Tap the More tab on the bottom right. Scroll down and tap Live Radio. ESPN Radio, everywhere you are.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
KJM, we're presented by Progressive Insurance. Jay, you had a great tease the segment before last. You're like, I got you. I got the tease. If the Lakers chip up this year, Westbrook and Pat Bev deserve rings. I'm like, ooh, that is a great tease. I want to hear why. We get back from break, and you decided to saunter down to get up.
Let's clarify. I didn't decide to do anything. Nuno, our producer, told me I had to go to Get Up to do their
show. Should have known.
So it's out of my hands.
Why would you listen to him?
Because he's my boss.
All right, so you want me to say,
he ain't my boss.
Yeah, I'm not your boss, so you want me to say no? I can say no.
I mean, whatever you want to do.
No. What do you want
to
do,
I'm trying
Jay?
To do – no, it's not about what I – what I want to do, I want to be on a boat in the south of France chilling out with Key.
Nuno has my unqualified support because he gets us out of meetings.
Not really with Key.
My unqualified support.
Let's have this meeting
– Speedo on, Jay.
Let's have this meeting on air, Jay. Jay, let's have a table set in meeting right now.
Yeah, let's table set on air right now.
Let's table set this right now, Jay. 8:30, you know that's when Get Up wants you. I can tell him no.
Call Dave Roberts. Ask Dave.
No.
You tell him Nuno.
No.
That's our boss. That's my guy. Ask him and I'll do it. Whatever you guys want.
I have nothing to say.
Whatever
here.
You need me to do, Nuno,
I'm going to stay out of this
Jay's
conversation.
Jay's playing the old my hands are tied.
Oh, no. I'm here to work. Yeah.
Bend my rubber arm.
I'm here to work, Key.
So tell us now. Now pay it off, Jay. Why should Westbrook
they
and Pat
played
Bev get
half the season with the Lakers?
They weren't even in the play-in picture when he left.
They played half the season with the team. Doesn't it reward the entirety of a season?
But except that, no, the beginning of the season is what was going wrong. They weren't in the play-in picture. Now they're making a run in the playoffs precisely because they got the right pieces in the Westbrook trade.
How'd they get the right pieces?
Westbrook.
There you go.
That was Key's argument.
Trade?
But at least it's so funny.
That was Key's argument.
It's funny and fascinating at the same time, Jason.
That
they recognize that the Lakers, think about it, they recognize that the Lakers might win a chip. For them to even be able to make those comments back and forth to one another, they obviously sense and sniff that the Lakers actually might be able to chip up. Isn't that amazing?
Mm-hmm.
That's fascinating to see that guys that actually play in the NBA, not people that are on the outside, see it differently. They actually see it to be able to make the comment.
No, it typically depends upon the franchise, right? There have been franchises in which have not given rings to people that have participated in the earlier part of the season. But at the end of the day, I mean, Russell Westbrook, you may not like him or his style of play, but he did play hard. He played hard for you.
And by the way, it turns out he's still Russell Westbrook. He's just in the right situation. We talked about this last segment when you decided another show is more important than this
and
one.
And you knew what Patrick Beverley brought to the table. You knew that beforehand, and you were trying to bring that identity over. So if people play critical roles in your team, regardless they're not on the team now, they deserve a ring.
Jay, so if you're going to take segments ring, off, I'm sorry. You still have to know.
I don't like that you're creating these narratives about me when all I'm here to do is work, Max.
Just put my head down.
If they or to get a ring, should they accept it, though, Jay?
Yeah, I would accept it.
You would accept it? See, I wouldn't accept it. I mean, I would accept it, but wouldn't accept it, right?
What does that mean?
I'd give them half a ring that would just fall right off.
I know you were going to say, well, what does that mean? It means that
– keep it in the sock drawer at home?
It means that I'm not going to be disrespectful to them. I'm going to – it's almost like, okay, I'm going to accept it, but I'm not wearing it. I'm just
I'm not saying you need to flaunt it.
Yeah, I'm not like going to be taking a team picture. I'm going to ticker tape parade. You know, it's like I'm really not.
I get why they would get it, but it's a real stretch. Like, I don't know. Did Elgin Baylor ever get a ring when he retired the year that the Lakers won a chip? I mean, rings weren't really the thing the same way back then, but Elgin Baylor retired in the middle of the season.
What do you mean?
And the Lakers wound up winning the championship that year, 72.
Yeah, but what do you mean it's not the same thing? A ring is a ring.
No, but like the whole thing about the ceremony and everything of getting the ring became a bigger and bigger thing as the years have gone
by. No, they had ticker tape parades back then and ceremonies and stuff.
It's not like it got it to be a bigger and bigger almost industry as time went on.
Man, I was a kid and went to the Dodgers ticker tape parade at City Hall.
81?
And the Lakers. And the Lakers with Magic. And I was
1981, but that's already 10 years later.
But Max, if my trade led to one of the reasons why you do win a championship, I'm part of that transaction.
Yep.
It doesn't mean I'm going to flaunt around the ring, but I was part of it.
Gary in New Jersey has something to say. Gary?
Sean, I just want to go. Am I there?
See, mm-hmm. I can't hear you, man.
Keyshawn, I want to go back at you, what you said about LeBron. You painted a beautiful picture over there.
Hey, call us back. Call us
He's
back,
saying
Gary.
He wanted to go at you.
No, I want to hear from him, not
about
from you, Max.
LeBron, how you painted
Call us back, Gary.
I'm just giving him some time to – that you painted a picture of the reason LeBron left Cleveland was because they wouldn't put the right team around him. That's absolutely the reason he left Cleveland.
I want to hear Gary ask me because he may have said it completely
differently. And I understand, but I'm buying you a little time here. When LeBron originally left Cleveland, you have to remember, he got to a finals with one of the worst teams you've ever seen get to a finals. Okay, Gary, why? What do you want to go about? Good.
All right. So he painted a beautiful picture about LeBron and what he did. So he made a mockery of free agency. Now, the smartest one out of all three players that went to Miami or were at Miami is Dwayne Wade because he got everybody to join him. So he went to ESPN and he made a big mockery. All right, so he left a team that wasn't going to win, created this power team, right? They said they were going to win six. They did not win six. So when Bosch got hurt, am I there?
Yeah, you got to keep going. Gary, we're going to try to let you finish.
All right, so when Bosch got hurt and Dwayne Wade got older and his team wasn't going to win anymore, he went to another very good player, Kyrie Irving. Right, so he went to Cleveland, and what did he say? I want to come back and I want to win a championship.
But it's not
Cleveland.
Like Cleveland was the only place he could have gone. You know, there were plenty of
Correct.
Places he could have gone. But
I'm
saying how many good teams he could have gone to.
I want you to do me a favor, Gary. Gary, we gotta go to commercial break. As Max would say, we gotta pay some bills. But I don't want you to hang up. I want you to stick around with me at the top of the hour because I'm gonna explain to you everything that you just said was completely wrong.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. That's coming up. What Key just previewed with Gary. Key versus Gary.
Wait, baby Gary, full size Gary.
ESPN Radio.
Baby Key.
Thanks for listening to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.